Hello, Eleni?
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. And happy Taco Tuesday.
And happy summer.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm pulling up everything here. You name it, organizers. The website looks awesome. Did you have somebody build it or you did it yourself?
Well, really, he built it from my creation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a typo in there, by the way. And I can't get a hold of him to change that. So I'm also disappointed in him.
That's frustrating, especially when you know it's there. It's like almost like every time you send somebody to the website, you're like, hey, but I know there's a typo.
Yes, exactly. It's very frustrating because I'm such a perfectionist.
I wouldn't have guessed it, you being an organizer and all. So tell me, what type of marketing have you tried and hasn't worked for you? What are you looking to see or do differently?
Well, no, you know why? I'm just letting you talk because, honestly, we've been on the phone, not you and I, but I've been on the phone for 6 minutes and I still don't have my question answered, which is...
What was your question? Let me answer your question.
What it costs.
Okay. Well, it really just depends on what type of program that you want. So we have a few different programs. One of them is very local. Because you're in New York, it's going to cover you approximately, I would say, a maximum of about 5 mile radius around where the business is physically located. It is our most affordable package, and it's at $199 a month. Okay?
Okay. I'm dealing with a company who's doing that for me already. You know, I thought maybe you were offering something different.
Well, that's just one of the packages that we have.
Yeah. Okay, but you said that was the most affordable.
It is the most affordable. Yeah, the second package is set at $299 a month. The third package is set at $499 a month. So it just depends on what type of exposure it is that you want.
Well, remember, I didn't call your company. Your company called me.
Correct. You know, and so my job is to determine which package is best for you based on what your needs are. How you want to be advertised. If you have somebody who's working on your Google local listing, how long have you been with them? Because I don't see a whole lot on your profile.
Yeah, I've been with them a month.
Okay.
I had a 24% visibility before.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I have now, but.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I'm looking here at your Google listing, there's lots of things that we can do to increase it, increase the visibility there in your local area. The really affordable packages are just that, really affordable, and you get exactly what you pay for. It's going to take a longer time for you to come up because you're in such a densely populated area and you're in a heavily saturated industry. That's why I would recommend one of the larger packages. Only because this gives you more visibility through Facebook marketing as well as the even bigger one is the Google Ads. So it just depends on what the needs of the business are.
You know, just to get closer to the top because people don't look at the older, at the latter pages.
You're absolutely correct.
But I've been doing this 35 years, so I must be doing something right.
Absolutely. I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. This isn't intended for the dying business. This is for somebody who can definitely see the value in marketing and knows exactly, you know, what it is that they would like to achieve by doing that. So, obviously, the idea is to...
Yeah, sadly for me, whenever I've dealt with anybody, they haven't... It doesn't come to fruition. Lots of promises, but no... You know, they don't come to the party, you know?
Yeah, and that can be extremely frustrating. I can imagine that.
Yeah, plus thousands of dollars. I even advertised with Angie. I would never, Angie's List, they are so corrupt. And, you know, there was a lawsuit. But, and I always remind them that I didn't get involved in it because I'm not the suing kind of person. But what is she doing now? Now she has Andy, Angie's what? No, now it's Angie List or
something. It's Angie List, Angie Pro, Angie Leads, Home Advisor.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, all of it.
I'm with Home Advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought it. And you want to know something? Without knowing that she bought it, I became disgruntled with their customer service. And it used to be the finest service. It was unbelievable when it was service magic. And so without even knowing that she took it, you know. So I'm just saying, like, everybody promises you the sun. And then, oh, well, you know, even I was listening to this guy. And he's, you know, saying, I'm going to give you the book for free. All you got to do is pay for shipping and handling. He's charging $8 for shipping and handling.
For the book.
It's such a joke. But it's not overnight. Mm-hmm. You can join the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is what keeps happening, and I feel like I get sucked in. It has never worked for me, and I have had a website probably since 2000.
Well, one of the main things that you can do on your very own, because at the end of the day, Eleni, you are the owner of that Google business profile. Even if another company set it up for you, you're the owner. Don't ever let anybody have ownership of it, okay, whether it's my company or another company. You're the owner of it. And one of the abilities that you have as a person who's been in business for as long as you have, for literally decades, offering quality services, because as you pointed out, you don't get to be where you're at if you're not offering a quality service, is get those reviews up. You don't have any reviews on Google. So that's one thing that, I mean, we can definitely help you with that 100%. We have three different tools to do that. And I know that you've heard, you know, and had multiple promises and had your hopes dashed many times.
Yeah.
But the difference here is that within our terms and conditions, we promise you that first page placement within the first 30 to 45 days of signing up with us. So,
yeah,
we have a Google Premier partnership, and we've been in business for 17 years, not quite as long as you, but about half the time. And We covet that because we've worked really hard to earn and achieve that channel partnership, that premier partnership directly through Google, because not every company like ours gets it. As you have experienced, there are multiple companies that don't know what they're doing, promise the stars and the moon, and then leave their customers sadly disappointed.
Is there any way for you to speak to the company I'm dealing with to get me out of that situation, you know, like
I can tell you
things.
What to say, but I can't speak with them. That's against our policy. But I can tell you what to say. Are you in contract with them?
Yes.
How long have you been in contract, and how much longer is it?
No, just a month. Just a month. So I have 11 months.
Oh, you're in a year. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you got to do is you got to get into their terms and conditions, and you got to see what their delivery dates and client responsiveness is. Then you contact your bank and say, listen, I don't feel like this is what they promised me per their terms and conditions, because that's what it's going to come down to. And the bank can get your money back for you.
That is really good.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to have the opportunity to do that, because I have to tell you, you sound very, the other thing is all these companies, you know, you speak with the important people and then you never hear from them again. And somebody who doesn't know you doesn't know your situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, even you go to a new doctor, they know something about you.
Oh, my gosh, girl. I went to the doctor, and I asked them for a specific female service that only females get, and they told me that after 40 that they no longer give that. I said, you do know that after 40 is when we get the problems, right?
Like,
you can't even get good service. You can't even get good service at the darn doctor anymore, man. I'm serious. And the girl behind the counter wasn't more than, she was like maybe 19, and I'm like, listen, I know you just started with your feminine issues about 5 years ago, but I'm here to tell you as a woman who's on the other side of that by two decades, You know what I mean? Like, yep. I need the situation fixed. Like, we need to check the situation over here. And you're telling me
here.
I can't have it until I'm 40. I turned 42 this year. They told me after 40, you only get it every 5 years. I was
you've
got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. After 40 is when we have the problems. Like, who are you guys? You know?
Yep.
But I will be the lead on your account. I will be point of contact for you. And Lenny, I'm going to send you my direct phone number and extension line via text.
Okay.
After you get your situation straightened out, we can determine which package will be very best for you. But in the meantime, what I want you to do is I want you to call that company and I want you to ask them for the Google My Business login credentials.
Okay. The Google login.
Google My Business. So it's your Google Business profile. They set it up for you. You gave them a code, but I can guarantee you that when they set it up for you, that they set it in such a way that they are the owner. So if and when you get out of that contract with them, they're going to try to hijack that, keep it hostage. So there is a way for us to remove them off there completely once you're done with them. Now,
okay, because I really don't like them. I have to tell you.
Who is it?
You know, I
is it PageHub?
Nope.
How about Brand Rep?
It's something with a V. Like visual. Let me just see. Let's go to contact. Yeah. Vision. Let's see. Visual. I go visual. No, that's audio visual. I feel like, you know, they promised me the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, oh, well, you know, we can only submit changes because they were talking about how you have to get on all these other sites just because it gives you visibility.
Yeah, it does, but they didn't do it for you?
They're doing it, but they're doing it like five each month.
No, we submit all 60. Hold on, let me close this door. The lawnmower man's here. We submit all 60 at once.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah, we submit all 60 at once, and I'm going to tell you, Lenny, I'm a person who I shoot straight from the hip. If I don't feel like it's going to be good for you, I'm going to tell you, you know, what you've got is better than what I can provide, or I don't really feel like this is that great of a fit for you. Like, I've told people that. I'm not just going to take their money for the sake of taking their money.
Yeah. Did you just send me a text?
I did. It's from a 714 number. My phone number is within the body of the text message.
Okay. Let me just check that again. Okay. No, because we had a death in the family, so you were in between two of them. Okay, then follow the prompt to say, my extension. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or you can say Amy, and you'll be connected with me, okay?
Yes. Let me, I also want to get you, I just want to get your contact. I just want to add it. What's the name of the company, Amy?
Local, like your local newspaper. Splash, like a splash of water. Local Splash.
Okay, Splash.
And the phone number is 877.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me add that. 877.
635.
635.
6225.
6225.
Extension 224.
224.
Mm-hmm.
635225. Extension. You know, I have to put it down here. 224.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and I put it under your name because I'll remember your name. I won't remember. You know, the company, more than likely. I really like to do business with you because I feel so manipulated by these people.
Crappy. Sorry that they've done that to you. You know, it makes it harder. That's why, you know, when you guys come over to my line and you're upset, obviously, you're upset. You've been in bad situations. I really, truly just try to listen and have more of a conversation instead of cram it down your throat, because it's not gonna work if I'm cramming it down your throat. No, listen, this is why I'm better. Like, we need to have a conversation about the differences between what you've got going and what you want to see happening, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. Hearing is more important than speaking.
It
the
really
school
is
not our mouth, it's our ears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I sent you an email as well that outlines, it's one of the programs. It's the $2.99 package that includes Facebook ads. The reason that I feel the Facebook ads, the moderately priced, the $2.99 month to month, no contract. We do ask for a 2-month verbal commitment. You're willing to stick the program out 2 months because, as I mentioned earlier, the maximum amount of time that it would take us to get you listed is the 30 to 45 days. Okay?
Right, right.
So that's why
right.
we asked for the 2-month verbal commitment. There's no surprises. There's no hidden fees. There's no gimmicks. There's none of that. And the reason I feel like that package would be better is, A, it's going to give you a lot stronger exposure to people who actually need your services. People go on Facebook all the time looking for the type of services that you provide. It is the perfect market for that. And we include the additional $100 that it costs between that package and the basic package is actually specifically designed and solely only goes to the Facebook ads. So it's going to give you a strong exposure there, and there's no additional cost for it because we've already figured it in to the cost of the package. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you, I don't think I took down all the information. It's Google
okay.
My Business what?
Okay, Google My Business Profile. So the other word for it is Google Business Profile is what they've kind of changed it to now. So that there's actually going to be login credentials, a username and password. Now, it will be like an email address username and then an actual password that they've created. So you ask them for those credentials. If they give you any type of flack on that, okay, what you say to them specifically, Eleni, is you tell them, listen, I'm the owner of the company, and I paid you to set that up for me. So, therefore, I am the owner of that Google Business Profile. I want the credentials.
Okay.
You don't take any flack from them on that, okay?
Right.
You make them give it to you.
And they have to do it, right?
They have to do it. Legally, it's yours. And we have ways around it. If they refuse to give it to you, we can actually contact Google because we have that channel partnership on your behalf,
yeah.
And we can claim
That's
over it.
That's what I was hoping for.
But it's a pain in the neck. We can do it, and it takes longer, though. That alone takes about 30 days to get that situation straightened out. So if we can just get it from them, then
yeah,
it's going to eliminate
if,
the process.
Okay,
but yes,
I will
we can
ask
fix
them.
It.
I will ask them, and if they say no, I want to get on this immediately with Google so that we can finish it, fix it. Yeah, and you'll get my profile up because they told me I had a 24% visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I haven't gotten any calls since I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's my visibility now? They didn't give it to me.
Mm.
I feel like that was just a tagline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just empty words.
Mm-hmm.
Because why can't you tell me what my visibility is? Is it 27?
Right.
Or
right.
is it 42? Or is it
right.
80?
Or is it just 25? I only go up 1%? Just be honest about
right.
it. Yeah, don't,
right.
that's the thing. That's the biggest mistake that all these companies make is they're not just honest about it. You're a smart businesswoman. You know it doesn't happen overnight, you know,
right.
but you want to know what progress did you make for the money that I've paid you.
Right. What progress? But you said, and I want, what is it? I want possession. I want ownership.
You want
I
the
want
login.
That?
You want the login credentials. And then if they say anything, oh, we can't do that, you know what? Yes, you can. I'm the business owner, and I paid
right.
for this. I paid you my hard-earned money to set this up for me and to do this for me, but I officially own that because it is a part of my company. And that's the absolute
right.
God's honest truth.
Right. Okay, very good. This is, I have to tell you, this is encouraging.
We're going to help
because,
you.
Yes, because you may be the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
The real thing.
Yeah, we're going to help you. We're going to get this straightened out, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to find out the name.
Okay.
Because really, they're so, I think they have like two or three names. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm going to try and do that, tonight.
Okay.
I'm actually a minister. So
oh,
I have a service.
Oh my goodness. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, for which faith?
Well, I have to tell you, mine is for all faith. It's, I'm
oh,
an inter.
Oh, I love
yeah.
it. You're not going to
yeah,
believe me when I tell you this.
What? Tell me.
Me and my mom got matching tattoos last week, and guess what we got?
I don't know.
Beauty for Ashes, Isaiah 61:3.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is just awesome. Mom sounds cool.
She's super cool. She's the coolest.
Yeah.
She really is. 64 years old, still getting tattoos with her baby girl, you know?
Yep.
Yes. Our body's marked for Jesus Christ himself. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. So, yeah. So, I mean, I am also very gullible, Amy, because I believe everybody. And I'm also very semantic. If you say you're going to call me later tonight, I'm going to stay by the phone till 11:59 and 59 seconds. No,
oh
you're gonna. Yeah, you call me later tonight. Yeah, because that's today.
Right.
So you know. So and I get hurt a lot, and I spent a lot of money, which you know on my salary is not. I don't have a salary. How about
right.
that?
Yeah.
Because I have you name it to support my habit as clergy. And true. And our business is very spiritually based.
I love that.
Because we believe that we were sent there because
mm-hmm.
they could have called anybody,
mm-hmm.
but somehow they called us.
Hey, and I want to tell you, the other lady you talked to, Tara, the one that just sent you over to
yeah.
you, she's my best friend. I sat down next to her at work 6 years ago, and she's my very best friend, and she's a believer, too. And I just chatted her right now, and I told her about you. And, as she's over there doing the dance right now, she's doing the dance because we believe the exact same thing. You weren't sent to us by mistake, you know?
Yeah, right. And yeah, and so, but I feel that always, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it, but I do have this sense of being duped by the other company.
I'm sorry.
You know, so
yeah.
So I'm going to move forward with this. Hopefully,
okay.
I can do it today. I'm not
okay.
sure. I don't even remember where they're based. Where are you based?
We're in California, so I'm here until 7 p.m. your time, and I get in the office
okay.
at 10 a.m. your time.
Wow. Okay. So I will try and reach them. I will attempt to reach them and,
okay.
I'll, what's best? Is texting good for you?
Either one. If you text me, hey, give me a call. If I'm on a call,
yes.
I'll just call you back or you can call in. If you call in, and you press 224, you say Amy Nelson, you'll be connected with my line. If I'm not on the phone, then I'm able to answer. But if I'm on the phone, then I have to call you back when I'm off the phone. So you'll
sure.
hear my voice though on my voicemail.
Right. And I don't want to feel that, you know, I like to be being an organizer. I like
right.
to take a direct route. And so that's why I'm asking you what you think is the best way. Like if I text you, I can just say, hey, when you're off the phone, give me a call.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Do that.
All right. I have to tell you, I'm very, I feel very promising about this.
Me too.
So,
and I'm
going to
tell
yeah.
you something else. I had a terrible morning. So talking to you really made everything different. Yeah, it really, really helped turn my attitude around. So I appreciate that.
And thank you. You helped that too, definitely. And it's funny because I was speaking with a person, Amy, who was my client since 1990. Mm-hmm. And we are, and when my mom was dying, she was helping my mom. She was helping my mom, giving her a massage, a Reiki, shiatsu, colors. And I was awed by that because I'm like, this was a client. I mean, I know that God realized this was going to happen.
Right.
But it's like, you know, so my mom's gone 6 years. And she said today, she said, I didn't have a good morning. And it was like 11:30. And she said, but I feel so peaceful right now talking to you. And I got the same feeling, you know, because she's such a wonderful human being. But who would have known?
Right.
You know, 33 years ago when she became my parent. I mean, a parent. And she called me 6 months after her daughter was born, which happens to be today.
Mm.
So I called that little girl, and I thanked her because if she hadn't been born, we wouldn't be here today.
Right.
So,
That's beautiful.
So I'm very much into that and believing. Tamara was good, but she was pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, just give me a price, you know, just
right.
give me some idea. And then she goes, well, I'm going to put my supervisor. And I was like, wait a minute, you know, it's like,
right.
answer the question, because maybe we don't go any further.
But if you haven't gone any further, then you wouldn't have known that there's multiple packages, because what they're told to say when somebody asks that 3 times in a row is $15 to $18 a day, you would have hung up. When I have a much more affordable package for you. That's why I said it just depends on what it is you really want. And I know you've had the runaround so many times, you don't trust. I get that. I understand that totally.
Well, because, and I, this one guy, I told him you're a wonderful salesperson. You're terrific at it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, look, anyway, I could go on and on. But it's, to me, a word, your word is your promise. You don't
Absolutely.
Have to sign contracts. You don't have to go to lawyers. It's like, if you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. I mean,
right.
my cousin's daughter, my cousin's not even close with her,
mm-hmm.
is getting married in Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I am dealing with a lot of health issues, and I'm in pain all the time. And
mm-hmm.
it's almost impossible for me to walk at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But they want a Greek wedding, and so I'm the one who's going to be doing that. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to believe this.
What?
My ex-husband's Greek. My son is quarter Greek.
Awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is. I just made Greek salad last night. I made the Greek tomato cucumber salad.
I
make Greek food all the time. Yeah.
But, you know, see what I mean? Like, God put this together.
Absolutely. And he does it so much better than we could. Absolutely. And every morning when I wake up, I ask him, can you just send me the people that you want me to talk to for whatever reason, even if they're not sales, whoever it is you want me to talk to, send me those people, Lord. You know, I ask him for that. And he provides
And by the way, I'm still trying, I'm considering having a, I survived of being married to a Greek man.
Support group.
So
you heard me say ex-husband, right?
yeah, I did. I was like, bravo, bravo. But I will tell you something. This is what I say to everyone who has that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you have to be with him, or you have to be with her if I'm speaking with a man.
Right.
And I say, in order for this child to be this child.
Exactly. 100%. He and I are still very close. Me and the ex-husband, we're still close. We co-parent together. He's close with the new husband. We're all a big family. Yeah.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That's the way it works. Yeah. So help me. If I can't do this, help me to help myself.
I will.
Okay?
I'll help you figure it out. Absolutely. I'll help you figure it out. Don't you worry one bit. Okay.
Okay, what are you eating tonight?
Tonight is going to be hamburgers.
Okay.
And with lean ground beef. And also, I do it on bell peppers, so we don't eat a lot of bread.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
And they're not, are they soft? No, they're hard.
No, they're hard because they're fresh. I don't cook them.
Yeah,
they're
I love that
peppers,
idea.
So it's crunchy. So you get the crunch.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, we need crunch. Crunch is important.
Me too.
Yeah, I eat celery. Celery. Mm-hmm. If you know, you burn up more calories than you take in with celery because I just want crunch. I need crunch.
Absolutely.
No, I'm having a tito fitas, you know, cheese pies with a Greek salad.
That's
dinner for tonight.
That's a great choice. That's a great choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to take your time. Go and make money.
Okay.
And I'm so glad to have this connection. And please share that with Tara.
I will.
We'll get you guys over to the East Coast. I'll
yes.
have a party one day.
She has family out there. She goes at least once a year. Her new husband's family lives out there in the Catskill Hills.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, she goes out there at least once a year.
That's great. I'm actually 4.5 miles, if you could go in a straight line, to JFK.
Okay.
But if I pick people up, it takes me about 22 minutes.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's so close.
Right.
So just remember JFK.
I will, absolutely.
New York, JFK. Because it's modest, but I have an apartment right across the street from the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, and my goodness.
I love the Pacific Ocean. It's colder. It's much colder.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my God, this is so healing to be where I am.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But again, Yasu Kalinista, or Kalispeta in your case, good evening. And you've excited me to where I think I'm going to make a little prayer to God, thanking him, and then I'm going to find this company.
Yes, you find them and you let them have it.
Got it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.